Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good. Tomorrow's the big day, right?
Yep, I got it.
Hopefully you get to rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go to my sister's house, and I'm going to spend my day and most of my day in the woods. I'm a big hunter.
Are you really? Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun. Get to do something you like.
Yep. And walk right out my back door into the woods.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. Oh, I've never been hunting, but I have a friend, her and her husband go hunting all the time, and we crack up with her because she's, like, in the whole gear and everything.
You can go out in the woods and be in the elements with the animals when they don't know you're there. It is amazing.
Is it really? Oh, my gosh. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Any questions that you have for me, or you need me to go over?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I just,
All right. So I'm going to set up your account, and then what we're going to do is we'll go over the billing. I'm going to be sending you the application. And what I'm going to do is also set up a client interview with Ivan, because he'll be the one that'll go over your application with you, make sure we have all the documents. He's going to help with the push through. He's also going to be sending you a small, it's like a tiny URL. You just need to get 5 different Google reviews, okay, because it's going to be submitted with your application. And then once you get approved, then that's when he'll give you a call and let you know, okay, you've been approved. And then when do you want us to turn on the leads? And you just let them know, okay? In the meantime, you're also going to be on the lookout for an email either coming from Pinkerton or Evident ID. That is who Google uses to do the background check. And then you just follow the steps on the email. So you want to be on the lookout for those two, for either one of those emails.
Okay?
From either one of those companies. So I'm going to set this up. Now, is your name Raymond and you go by Ray, or is it Ray?
Yeah, it's Raymond.
Okay.
I go by Ray.
Okay. And then your last name?
Jones.
Okay. And then I have the best email for you is on the level carpentry@live.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I know that Google profile page, you have the other company that's going to be correcting your phone number on there. Am I right?
I know that they've been working on it, yes.
Okay, good.
I don't understand how you can have something on there and it has the wrong phone number.
You know, I don't know how that would have happened if you didn't do it, unless it was a long time ago that you might have had another company and they might have put a tracking number, maybe.
I never applied with anybody to be part of Google. I think it just happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, but they are in the works of fixing that for you, right?
Yes.
And they're going to have the phone number 614-419-4698 number on there. That's the number that should be contacted. Okay. And then your company name should be reading as On the Level Carpentry, the word and then roofing?
Yep.
Okay. And then I show an address is 3411 Panhandle Road, Delaware, Ohio, 43015.
That's correct.
Is that a home address by chance?
It's home, and I work from my office.
That's like your home office. Got it. We want to make sure that address doesn't show, so I'll put on here address hidden. Okay. And then the card that you're using, Ray, is it in your name, the business name? Does it have both? Okay.
Both.
How does your name read on it?
Raymond M. Jones.
Okay. And then I'm assuming same billing address. And then is the full company name on there, or how does the business name read?
It has On the Level Carpentry on the card.
On the Level Carpentry.
So my business has been in the past On the Level Carpentry.
Right.
I just added, I always have had roofing as my scope of work, but just added it to the name.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so let's see. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And the card number when you're ready.
4246.
Uh-huh.
3153.
Okay.
4624.
Uh-huh.
9376.
Expiration month and year?
July of 27.
And the CVC code on the back?
846.
846. So 4246, 3153, 4624, 9376.
Yep.
Expires July of 27. 846 is the CVC code on the back. Okay. And then for your security question, because we'd like to put a security question on your account, it's for your security. So if anyone were to call you claiming that they're local splash, you ask them, what's my security question? If they can't answer that, then you know that that's not us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like? Mother's maiden name, it could be your first pet's name, or the city that you were born in?
City I was born in.
And what city was that?
Louisville, Kentucky.
So Louisville, Louisville.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And then you're going to be receiving your receipt shortly. It's going to be going both to your email, and it's going to also go to you in a text message, okay? The next thing that I'm going to also be doing is sending you an application. I'm going to send it to the email, and I'm also going to text it to you, okay?
Okay.
When it's asked, there's a question on there that it'll ask you, like, how many employees, okay?
Uh-huh.
Other than yourself, what you want to put on there is zero, because if you put, let's say you put, and this is what they're talking about, is people that are face-to-face with the clients. So, in other words, you're the only one who does the exchanging of payments, and you're really the one who's face-to-face with the client.
Hey.
If you put, other than yourself, you put one on there, what's going to
mm-hmm.
happen is they're going to also request for that, whoever that is, to do a background check.
Okay? Gotcha.
So, you just want to put zero, because it'll be very specific on there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, hold on for 1 second, Nadine.
Absolutely. Take your time.
Lock. Put it in the file right there. All right. Sorry.
No worries. Now, I also want to set up a client interview for you. How does your schedule look on Monday?
Afternoon would be great.
Afternoon? Okay. So if I look at the calendar right now, let's see here. So your time zone, I have the following times available. I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7.
6 to 7.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we're going to set that up for 6 to 7. You're going to be receiving a calendar invite. And then an hour before your calendar, before your actual appointment with IBIN, you're going to receive a notification letting you know that it's coming up. Okay?
Okay.
So let me just get that set up for you here. And you don't need to do anything with it.
Manuel. I'm listening. Sorry.
It's okay. No. Okay. We're almost there. I have
all my guys working. I have all my people here working at my house today. I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff cleaned up before the weather gets terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys have a storm coming in?
No, it's Ohio. It's only 35 degrees here right now, and we got no snow right now, but it's who knows when. But I got all my this place to get cleaned up. I got a trailer full of stuff from 6 or 7 jobs. And
oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? We've been having heat waves over here.
I'll take it.
Well, it's not really a good thing, because I'll tell you, like, a lot of people are getting sick right now with that RSV. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I tell my daughter, just please be careful with the babies right now.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of little grandkids. We have 11 of them, my husband and I.
You sound like a young woman. Wow.
I just turned 50 this year, and my husband, when he turned 50, he's like, it was like a midlife crisis for him. He's 2 years older than me, but I feel like this is a new 21.
I'm 56, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Right? I'm like, I told him it's not that bad, and he's like, oh, you have no idea. I just laugh. I think it's funny. Okay, so let me get this application sent over to you.
We'll move the trailer over here.
Now, one thing I wanted to say as well, so with the Google Guaranteed program, once you get approved, so Google gives you this special number, okay, and it's a number that'll be linked to your phone, and that's how they track the calls, and they're able to know, okay, that was an unqualified one. So when, and you'll know when it's a Google guaranteed call because you'll hear it. It'll say Google guaranteed lead. So you'll have that special number. Let me do this. Go here. We're almost done. There's just a couple of questions. Okay. I need to make sure I get everything. Let's see. I want to start. And then I have the website link as well, so we're good on that. And then I'm going to also put again on this email that I'm sending you for the application, I'm going to put again your cost because it'll ask you on the application, what's your minimum monthly budget? So this way you don't have to search for it. It'll be in there.
Okay.
Now, by any chance, do you have, like, a Google email?
I do not.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot of stuff you're going to need to help me with.
Right? So if you want, I can help you set up a Google email, only because Google likes to keep everything Google. So when you open up that application, it's easiest for you to have a Google email, and I can help you set it up if you have a couple of minutes. I don't mind. I can get it.
Yeah,
set up
are you
a Google?
Are
Gmail.
Are you at work for the day now?
Oh yeah, I am.
Can we do that later on in the day?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I got a lot going on here right now.
Okay. Yeah. No, of course. If you want, do you want me to call you later on today, and then we can get everything else finished up on here?
That would be beautiful.
Okay, what time do you want me to call you back? And then I'll start. I can call you back, and we'll get the Gmail account set up. Everything else will be sent off to you, and then I'll just go over one more time everything with you. So you just let me know. I'm here all day.
2 o'clock, my time.
You got it. I will call you at 2, and then we'll finish it all up. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Ray. I'll talk to you at 2.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.